Cube.
Right there, and there goes Three Doors Down. What up, God? Dogface Joe Mommy cruising on with you. 766-5000, 888-390-9850. Call us. Turn the radios off. Don't cuss. If, in fact, he could chime in and help us out with this answer. I read this commentary crap on different websites every now and again, and today this is the question. Why is it the public seems to forgive Charlie Sheen? It says no matter how many times he screws up, he's dated porn stars, slept with prostitutes, been in and out of rehab, and been accused of domestic violence and porn addiction. But still, people watch his shows, buy his tickets to his films, and leave comments about how much they love him underneath all these stories and all these arrests. So, will this recent scandal, and you know what happened with him and Brooke Mueller, on Christmas Day, you know about how, you know, he pulled the knife, she was drunk, blah, blah, blah. Will this affect 2.5 Men? Will people forgive Charlie, or do they even care?
So
that was Jason Derulo in my head, which made me think.
But your reason is as to why nobody cares about how he acts. Let me give you my opinion. Is he just one of those likable screw-ups, kind of like you, Joe? And I'm not saying that you pull knives on women. I'm just saying you're kind of a likable screw-up. You like to go out and move the car.
What do I screw up on?
Well,
I'm clumsy, that's all.
Well, did you trip coming back in? Because after Offspring, you weren't here. You were out in the parking lot doing what you should be doing on the weekends
or
off the clock.
Was an honest mistake.
You're a screw-up.
You're running the show 15, 20 minutes late right now, aren't you?
So, but basically, remember how Jason Derulo called us from the room with the winner when the whole thing started? I guess there was 50 people in the room. There was like a whole bunch of other people, and everybody was like dead silent listening to all this go down, and they said the winner's face just turned like bright red, and everyone was laughing at her. So, yeah, that wasn't really the slickest trip to cheat.
Oh, man, but we got to figure out what happened because we have her phone number. Her friend confirmed that she knows we're calling her.
Right.
We've been leaving her messages, that whore. And she won't
friend
call
of
us back.
Whore.
She's a whore. Friend of a whore. No, she is the whore. And what makes me sad is the guy, he's confirmed to be a good dude.
That's sad.
From the friend.
That's too bad.
So, yes, ladies that are always, man, men always cheat. Women do it too.
Oh, yeah.
And the sad part about it is we heard him getting her daughter dressed while he was calling us in.
Some people just don't ever see like a good thing when it's right in front of them. It's too bad.
Cube 93 ruining relationships. It's sad. I blame you, Karen.
Oh, why?
Who picks the winners in the trips?
You can blame our promotions department. I didn't pick.
Oh, the co-host? Okay, look. From the guy that brought us Staying Strong. From the man that brought us Yesterday I Smiled, Today I Smirked, Tomorrow I Stopped. Thanks for your thoughts and prayers. They're needed. From the dude that brought the F is for Family, Friends and Fans. Thank you. Your love and prayers are felt.
Please read the I one.
Oh, which one? The iPad? Which
yes.
One? iPad. Excuse me. iPod, iChat, iPhone, iPad, I love. These are actual tweets from Lil Wayne, who was supposed to go to jail, but is not in jail. You know why I know this? Because he tweeted his newest tweet.
Goody.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
More time to love. Lil Wayne. You know my favorite Lil Wayne Twitter story is?
Uh-huh.
It's from Nicki Minaj's Twitter. And tell this story. I think this is... As much as you can say another grown man is cute, I think this is kind of cute.
Well, when Nicki Minaj tweets, she calls her girls her Barbies. You know?
Guys are Kens.
Yeah. Mm. And she just always kind of references that when she tweets. Well, the other day she tweeted that Lil Wayne asked her who Barbie was because he thought she was just talking to one person.
Oh, precious.
And she giggled.
Of course she did. Asbestos. All right, 7:42. We're going to tell you how you can win Snoop Dogg tickets. Karen's Entertainment News is about 30 minutes away. And on the show today, WWE tickets as well. And big shout out to all the basketball players. State Hoop started yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Cube 93.
The only station that plays. And hip-hop.
Cube 92.
It is Cube 93.
The only station that plays.
You guys brighten up my day.
Let's go.
Cube. Plays the hits. And hip-hop.
Cube 93.
Oh. Got a hair, too.